everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports.
Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where the Evergreens hope to jump around at the end of the fourth quarter, leading 21-6. I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio. Pass downfield, one-on-one to Hallenbach, incomplete, pass interference. Will you stop banging on that, please? Thank you. Go away from there. Thanks. Unattended kids at the game banging on our Fox Sports field microphones. This is a pass interference call downfield.
Pass interference.
Going to walk off 15 yards. During our commercial break, we'll ask parents to keep a close eye on their little ones. Here on the incomplete pass downfield with the pass interference call, the ball's moving down to the
first down Evergreen
49-yard line. 15 yards stepped off against Smash. Ostrowski is under center here. And the Evergreens hand off up the middle, Brennan Neitzel. Neitzel breaks tackles. The offensive line pushes forward. 9 yards. And the Evergreens are thinking a couple of things. Of course,
Brennan
points are great. Points probably puts this game out of reach. But you'd also like to take time off the clock. Didn't it seem like last week when the Evergreens were clinging to a lead in the fourth quarter, that seemed like the longest fourth quarter ever? The Evergreens would like to use a little ball control here. Second and one at the Smash 40. Hand off up the middle. Neitzel got a short gain, but he's got first down yardage. I think they're spotting him forward for just enough. Let's see.
With the tackle.
Boy, they're going to spot him just short. I thought he had forward progress. They're going to take a timeout for a measurement. And I think from this spot on the field, we are just short. We're going to bring the chains out and take a measurement. Hear podcasts of every game and see scores and highlights at everythingevergreens.com, a website just for Evers fans. Brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home, Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, and Abra Auto Body. We stretch the chains out, and I believe the Evergreens are indeed short. It's going to be third down and inches. Ball is just on the wrong side of the 39-yard line. If the Evergreens can just advance this ball forward, they'll get a first down. Ostrowski's going to sneak this. Yes, he is. Right up the middle, Ostrowski's got a first down. He'll move the ball down to the 37-yard line, 2 yards there. Clock continues to run while we unpile. 10:45 left in the game. 21-6 Everest.
Carry is good enough for an Evergreen first down.
Chains have moved and the clock winds, and Ethan Ostrowski comes from the sidelines to the huddle with a play. Evergreens are going to keep this ball on the ground too, I would think. I don't know. Four receiver package, two to either side. Nope, got a throw to Strelo in the middle. Breaks a tackle, both hands around the Duke, and gets the ball down to the 33-yard line. It's a gain of five or six on first down. Surprised to see the pass, because the pass is needlessly risky here. We'll go under 10 minutes. This 15-point lead is a two-possession game. You got to figure a three-possession lead would be all the Evergreens would need at this point. Again, a four-receiver package, and the Evergreens hand off, met right in the backfield is Delton Zuliger. That play was slow in developing. Zuliger lost 3 yards.
Sam Molsky on the tackle.
Goes back to the 36-yard line.
Loss of three, third and eight.
Again, the Evergreens huddle up. So forward six, then back three, leaves you with third down. The Evergreens need the 28-yard line. Again, twins to either side. Ostrowski design rollout. Thought about taking the corner, instead throws underneath, complete to Hallenbeck. The receiver, the defensive back, overplayed that ball. He cuts back at the 20 and goes down to the 15-yard line. That ball came loose. Evergreen's recovered and tried to advance it further. No, they're going to say he was down. Ground causing the fumble. Hallenbeck came back to his quarterback, got the ball, and then cut the ball back and got more yardage. Evergreen's pierced the red zone and get down to the 16. You know, the Evergreens really have not had a second half killer instinct, but right now is a perfect time to find it. And I think Spash wants a timeout. Yes, they do. 8:49 left in the ball game, and the Evergreens are looking for the haymaker. They lead 21-6. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Crank up the gas and light up the coals. Grilling season is finally here. Are you going to settle for teeny weenies and bland burgers? Heck no. Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in West End. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors. All natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break. Weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats. From their farm to yours on the corner of 29 and J in West End.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Steve Stadium on senior night. The Evergreens are hoping to send the class of 2020 off the field with a victory. Steve Stadium is going to look very different when we come back here next fall. New synthetic turf will go in. The Evergreens, should they get into the playoffs with a win here, would most certainly be road warriors. Out of the timeout, first down, Blackside pursuit for Ostrowski. Throws over the middle, over the head of his intended receiver, Hallenbeck. Ostrowski took a big hit, too. And the incomplete pass stops the clock. Evergreens get to huddle up here. This drive came after Stevens Point marched the ball inside the 30-yard line and failed on fourth down. So if the Evergreens' answer is points, they'd be in just the right spot for the final 8:44 of the game. Backs are in the eye, first man through, Orion Bowe bounces off the pile, gets to the outside, still going to the 10, inside, down near the 5-yard line, Orion Bowe. Grinding out the yardage, you know. He saw that the middle was stopped up. He bounced off the pile and got to the near sideline and gets 8 yards. That's really good running. That's the difference between no gain and third and 10 and a gain of 8 yards and third and 2. Orion Bowe with a huge play. You know, should the Evergreens not get the down here, that's a decision. You can kick a field goal, it still becomes a three-point game. I bet the Evergreens would take three. Six sounds better. Here's the snap. Bowe up the middle. He's close. Stacked up near the 5-yard line. I'm looking across the way. That's a first down, Evergreens, by about a half a yard. Orion Bowe was big on the one drive in the second quarter where he was featured. Now here in the fourth quarter, he's doing the workhorse here. And the Evergreens have a first and goal from the 5-yard line. 7:45 and counting. Bowe and Zuliger in the backfield. Ostrowski's under center. Bowe again, handoff. Senior, junior to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Evergreens. And it feels like the Evergreens are playoff and postseason bound. The Evergreens on that drive have just taken a big step to finishing as a winning team this year. 27-6 Everest, and an extra point to follow. Fitting that Orion Bowe would get the touchdown carry, he did much of the work during this drive. Evergreens with 20 unanswered points since halftime. Here's the snap for the PAT and make it 21.
Bryce Morris with the extra point.
Our new score is 28-6, DC Everest. 7:35 left in the game, and all of the crowd at Steen Stadium is ready to exhale now. I'm Chris Conley. To make sure everybody knows what's ahead of us here, I mean, the Evergreens were 2-6 2 years ago, 2-7 last year, and the Evergreens are going to finish this season 5-4. That feels like a big step forward. This win will make the Evergreens, again, hear the words carefully, the Evergreens will be playoff eligible, but it's a certainty the Evergreens are going to get a postseason berth. The WIAA has already said they will likely need some below 500 teams to fill out the brackets. We will know late tonight if the Evergreens are for sure in, and then we'll know over the weekend where they'll be playing next Friday. But it sure seems like the Evergreens, for the first time in 3 years, are postseason bound. Alex Schuster's kick drives the Spash return man back to the 5-yard line, up to the center of the field, got a penalty marker down, and Brady Dillingham is stopped just across the 20 to the 22-yard line.
Peterson, flag on the play.
7.5 left. These seniors are going to have a nice celebration on the field once this is over. This is an illegal block against Stevens Point, so we're going to go back 10 yards from there. You know, normally at the end of the game, we make an announcement, fans, please stay off the field. Since this is the last football game on this synthetic turf, maybe we should say, fans, feel free to come on the field. If you're listening with your radio here in the stands, please, let's do what the athletic director says.
10-yard
right?
penalty.
Right.
First and 10, Panthers from the 13.
The ball will move half the distance to the goal line. Put the ball here at the 13-yard line, and it's first and 10 from there with a long field in front of Spash quarterback Brandon Vilko. Vilko gets the snap, handing off here for just a yard or two. The Everest defense, if anything, has gotten better as this game's gone forward. It's a gain of a yard or two.
On the carry.
And Spash is in no rush. Again, Stevens Point led 6-0. This was a 7-6 game at halftime.
And
just, you know, for the first time all year, the Evergreens have owned the second half, which is a nice, nice trend. This is going to be a really satisfying win for this Everest football program. A rare win against Stevens Point, a finish above 500, and in all likelihood, a playoff game next Friday. That's a pretty nice Week 9 Evergreens. Spash hands off, gets only 2 or 3 yards. Joe Picor. This is going to be third down
Eli
and 6. Was Eli Westcott underneath?
Gain of 4, 3rd and 5.
Spash taking a long time in the huddle, too. Now Spash breaks the huddle and comes up to the line of scrimmage. They'll put two receivers up high. Long count, just gets the playoff, looking to throw across the middle, incomplete. It's off the hands of the intended receiver. We're looking for J.J. Lilly. That pass came in kind of hot. It is fourth down. Spash is backed up at their own 18-yard line, and there's 6 minutes left in the ball game. Spash is going to go for it. Why not? They need 5 yards here. Two receivers are off to the near side. Quarterback is going to quick kick, and it punts straight up into the air. That's a nonsensical call. And Spash will down it at the 35-yard line, an 11-yard punt.
Blickle's punt is down by Colton Engel. First down, Evergreen.
I wonder if the Evergreens want different personnel on the field. This game is no longer in doubt. Short field, 5:55 left in the game. I mean, it's fourth down. Why not throw and try and pick up that first down? No, the Evergreens will keep Ostrowski out here. Delton Zuliger is coming out too. Yeah, they're putting some different personnel in. Brock Babiesh will come in, and Delton Zuliger will come out. And the Evergreens have just been flagged for a delay of game. Or too many, yeah, they had 12 men out there. Too many men in the huddle. So they got to move 5 yards back. Again, this is all academic. All we are waiting for is the final 5:55 to run off the clock. And again, because of the score and game situation, the Evergreens could put some other seniors in there, which is nice. Satisfying ending for the Evergreens. And again, the only thing you hold your breath about here is no injuries, because the Evergreens will likely be playing next week. This is a pitch out here. Peyton Peterson. Peterson gets a block. He's at the center of the field. Peterson, the senior, will go to the end zone. Touchdown, Evergreens! Peyton Peterson gets his only touch of the night. Cut it back towards the center of the field, and he scores for DC Everest. That's a satisfying senior night score for the Evergreens, too. Peyton Peterson has not had a lot of touches for the Evergreens, and there he is. A 40-yard touchdown run. And he'll have something to listen to on the podcast to brag to family members. Bryce Morris out to try the point after touchdown. Here's the snap. It is true, and the kick is good. Morris is 5 for 5 and will likely finish the season perfect in conference play on point after touchdowns. And our new score is 35-6. A rout. Everest student section is up. Everest football team is up. Not a lot to complain about on this Friday night. And you know what? It's a really nice bounce back effort, too. You really didn't know what kind of team you were going to get after falling in Marshfield on the final plays of the game. And the Evergreens have answered the bell very, very nicely today.
Brady Dillingham, close and angle deep for the kick.
5:43 left in the ball game. And just the mood at Steam Stadium is party mode. And the Evergreens, again, doing this without a couple of starters. Josh Bidenkowski not in the game today. Chris Tilton not going to be able to play for the rest of the season. And the Evergreens have responded just fine, thank you. All of the seniors going to have something to hang their hats on after tonight. Just feels like maybe it's the season where the Everest program gets back on track. And all of that is really, really positive. Here's the kickoff. It splits the two Everest return men and goes into the end zone. Stevens Point will start at the 20-yard line. Follow our website, everythingevergreens.com. And follow me at Twitter, at DCEChris, because once we know the playoff location and time, we'll tweet that out. Again, it is likely that the Evergreens are going to have some postseason football next Friday. Bash offense comes off the sideline. Again, I wonder if Stevens Point will put some seniors in too. Got a backup quarterback, Brendan Klisch, who's a senior. See if he's playing here. Again, Spash's two sophomore quarterbacks who rotate in and out. Both kind of seem like projects a little bit. This is a handoff here. Trying the outside carrying is Christian Zarzua. Zarzua's got 9 yards. Stays in bounds. Clock continues to run.
Eli West got
and it is Brandon Velko who remains in at quarterback. Westcott came up and made the stop for the Evergreens. Evergreens just took Reese Ostrowski out of the game, high-fiving his coach. Spash lines up second and short. Under 5 minutes to play in the ball game on this snap. Handoff again, strung out, forward for a yard or two. It's enough for a first down. Eddie Zinda came up and made the stop for the Evergreens. Zinda's on the field.
Eli Westcott with the stop. Carries good for a
Westcott there, too. Gains 2 yards to the 1 yard line and a Spash first down. Again, Evergreen's 35, Spash 6. Spash's only score came way back in the first quarter. Nothing since. Stevens Point to finish the year at 1-8. Their worst one-loss record ever. Long count on first down, down at the quarterback's feet, slanting in, incomplete. Too long for J.J. Lilly. You know, that slant is a pretty simple play. It's one of the things that you'd work on, say, at the first summer practice, and the timing's been off all game for Spash. Spash huddles up, but the clock stops after the incomplete pass. 4:38 left in the game. Second and 10 from the 32. Going to pass here over the middle. This is complete for 8 or 9 yards. That's J.J. Lilly. And now it's Riley Warzynski who came in at quarterback. So the Evergreens rotating in and out. Again, Eddie Zinda, I see him as a defensive back. He's not a tall kid. I'm sure getting fired up for the hockey season, too. Evergreen's got a couple of others in. It's Tanner Graham playing back there as the other defensive back. Caden Rickert, right. Third down here for Spash, and they need about 2 yards. And now we've got a whistle.
Official
delay
timeout.
Of game? No. Someone's helmet wasn't strapped on. This is an equipment timeout. And now we're all looking around at who or why. And it is the Spash quarterback who goes over to the sidelines and now comes back out onto the field. They've swapped back in Brandon Vilko. And the Evergreens are making a defensive swap too. Eli Westcott comes out. Plays a defensive back here on third down. They'll pass. Throw to one-on-one coverage. Incomplete. Well over the head of the intended receiver, Nate Middlestad, a senior. It's fourth down and two. They're going to go for it. 3:48 left in the game. Jacob Mladic comes back out onto the field for the Evergreens in the defensive secondary. Mladic's a senior, so he'll get back out onto the Steam Stadium turf. Fourth down. Snap, handoff, got a penalty marker down. This is up the middle and just enough for a first down for Stevens Point. Zarzua, senior, who's been carrying the ball a little more here in the second half. It's a false start on Stevens Point, wiping out a first down.
On the Panthers, 5 yard penalty, fourth and seven.
So fourth down would have been enough for a first down, wiped out by a penalty. On the positive side for Stevens Point, I mean, this is an unusually poor season for them. They graduate very few seniors. It's mostly a junior-based team. Again, you wonder if these are the kinds of players that you can build around, but at least they'll all be a year older next year for Spash. The penalty moves the ball back to the 29-yard line. Spash is still going for it on fourth down, fourth and seven. Quick three-step drop. Drills the ball over the middle and incomplete. Big hit over the middle against Nate Hoffminer. Who was that? That was Peyton Peterson on defense. The boom was lowered and it's incomplete. Evergreens take over. That is probably the last play from scrimmage for Stevens Point tonight. And the Evergreens are going to keep this ball on the ground and run out the clock with 3.5 remaining. And the Evergreens will keep Ethan Ostrowski on the field. Ostrowski's going to hand the ball off. 35-6, Everest. Wausau East fans, your team won its first three games and then have lost five since. We'll go up to Minocqua for the Lumberjacks-Lakeland Thunderbirds game, heard in its entirety after this. Handoff up the middle, senior Jacob Mladic, 2 yards. And now the Evergreens, that's it for the starting five. A new group of, what? Evergreen's taking everyone off the field here.
Second and eight.
Everyone comes off, and to a nice hand from the Steam Stadium crowd. And Bo Spoke will come in at quarterback for the Evergreens. Clock will be under 3 minutes when the Evergreens snap the ball here. So the seniors will get to celebrate from the sidelines. Spoke is from the pistol, gets the snap, handoff. Well, they're keeping Peyton Peterson in. Peterson breaks another tackle to the 15, to the 10, race to the pylon. Peterson's got himself two touchdowns. Peterson, two carries, two touchdowns. A 34-yard touchdown run. How about that for Peyton Peterson? On the last drive, a 40-yard touchdown run. 34-yard touchdown run here for Peyton Peterson. And Bryce Morris will have to come out one more time to keep his perfect in-conference point after touchdown kicking streak alive. Here it is, and this kick is good.
Kick is good. This error is 42.
42-6. Peyton Peterson, two touches, two touchdowns, and 74 yards of offense. How about that? You know what? This second half is good enough. The Evergreens, when they go into the playoffs, are going to be underdogs, and they're going to get a very tough opponent. But you know what? No one's going to be all that enthusiastic about playing the Evergreens after this second half. Whoever the Evergreens play is likely going to be a one-loss team, someone that's going to play their regular season at 8-1 or 7-2. But the Evergreens will be better than the typical 5-4 team when they get their postseason opponent.
Brady Dillingham, Colton Engledy.
2:44 left until the Evergreens celebrate at Spash's expense. Yeah, this is a game, this is a Friday night where the Evergreens just checked all the boxes. Good in the second half, opportunistic on their opponent's turnovers, likely gets them a playoff game, gets them above 500, gets them second place in their division. Check, check, check. The kickoff went right between the two return men again and goes into the end zone. Smash will start at the 20-yard line. Bash is taking a long time huddling up on their sidelines, not quite sure why in this 42-6 game. The Spash coaches, who had been up in the far box here in a press box, have already packed up their gear and are headed down to the sidelines. Riley Warzynski will be at quarterback. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Handoff up the middle for 5-6 yards. We'll be under 2 minutes left in the ball game the next time we snap here.
Eddie Zinda with the tackle.
Eddie Zinda made the stop for the Evergreens. Was senior Brian Van Rossen, and now the five linemen are coming out for Spash, and some new players are coming in. So Spash is going to let some seniors onto the field here. Got a penalty down here. This is going to be a delay of game on Stevens Point, I think. Clock is going to stop at exactly 2 minutes left. Yeah, Spash had too many men on the field, had 12 in the huddle. And you get that, you're subbing out all five of your offensive linemen. I think five came in, four came off. So we'll move back 5 yards. All in the name of letting everyone play. Well, imagine how many more seniors we can get on the field if we could do it 12 or 13 or 14 at a time. Here's the snap, design rollout. It's a reverse to Brendan Klisch. Klisch is tackled in the backfield. Again, Klisch, who is the senior quarterback, gets the reverse, and his senior night will come with a loss of 7 or 8 yards. This is second down and 18.
Loss of four, third and 19.
So the Evergreens in a blowout to wrap up the season. Again, this was a close game at halftime. Evergreens really took control to start the third quarter with an 80-yard touchdown drive right after the opening kickoff to start the second half. The Evergreens have owned the second half here. And here's a handoff again. The Evergreens are winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. That went backwards for 2 yards. So here comes third and 20.
Bryant
under a minute to play. Spash is going to snap the ball one more time.
Fourth down.
And then this game is going to go final. Spash is huddling up and the clock is still moving. Now under 40 seconds left. The Evergreens are going to have a really big celebration, and boy, do they deserve it. I see Coach Tim Strelo. He is bring out the wide-angle lens for Coach Strelo. A big smile is down there on the sidelines. Snap on fourth down. Quarterback keeps it, goes down at the 5-yard line, and that's going to do it. That'll be the final play of the game on senior night. We've just gone final. DC Everest 42. DC Everest defeats the Spash Panthers. The final score is 42-6. And we will be back with the happiest of recaps in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Business banking is growing at Intercity State Bank. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity. I'm pleased to announce that we've expanded our business banking department. The additional lending staff allows us to continue to provide the relationship banking our business customers depend on. At Intercity, we specialize in funding businesses poised to flourish and grow. Businesses who can benefit from financing to meet increased productivity needs with financing for buildings, acquisitions, or expansion, new equipment, or vehicles. We finance business of all kinds and sizes. Commercial, small business, agricultural enterprises, and municipal projects. It's all part of our philosophy of banking relationships, building community. If your business could benefit and grow from the financing and banking experience Intercity provides, give us a call and let's meet for lunch or at your business or a place and time convenient for you. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank with offices in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
My name is Easton Brooks, and I'm from Kronenwetter, Wisconsin. I had a crossbite. It was so bad that I could have gotten braces when I was 6.
We had been told that he needed braces, and then they weren't really following up, so we got lots of referrals for Dr. DeVorney. They're really accommodating. He makes you feel at ease and, like, confident in his choices and explains why things are happening and gave us a plan.
I have been going for about a year and a half. My teeth have been way straighter than I've ever had them. Eating, talking, even since it was affecting my speech before my teeth were so bad, it's definitely helped my confidence. I like that.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago and Merrill. All of our consultations are free of charge. You do not need a referral to come see me. You can call and make an appointment, 715-842-5688.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. A happy senior night. Just moments ago, the Evergreens defeated Spash 42-6. The team finishes above 500, 5-4. Playoff eligible with a game likely to come next week. They beat Stevens Point for the first time since 2012, and the Evergreens finish in second place in the Valley Football Association West. Congratulations to all of the DC Everest graduating seniors who come off the home field winners for a final time tonight. Should the Evergreens be in the playoffs, which is expected, they'll be playing on the road next Friday. This was a 7-6 game at the start of the third quarter. The moment where the Evergreens made a statement was when they took the ball from the 20-yard line, went all the way downfield, capped on a 4-yard touchdown pass to Jesse Rombowski, made it 14-6. Spash fumbled the ensuing kickoff. The Evergreens recovered at the 36-yard line, and the Evergreens got in the end zone again. Ethan Ostrowski touchdown pass to Brian Hallenbach, and it came after a penalty on 3rd and 24. The Evergreens cashed in for a touchdown, 21-6. In the fourth quarter, the Evergreens added 3 more touchdowns, an Orion Bowe 5-yard touchdown run, and senior Peyton Peterson with 2 touchdown runs in the fourth quarter of 40 and 36 yards. The Evergreens defeat Stevens Point 42-6. Again, follow everythingevergreens.com or at DCE Chris. When playoff information comes out, we'll post it immediately, and you'll hear the playoff game next Friday on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Wausau East Lumberjacks football against the Lakeland Thunderbirds is next. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.